Most of the U.S. Midwest will be seeing a favorable mix of weather over this next week to 10 days. In fact, I think probably late season harvest progress will advance relatively well across the region during this period of time, even though we do have some weather disturbances that will advance through the region. Today is a good example. We do have a frontal boundary moving through the Midwest that is going to produce some shower activity across parts of the region. The majority of the precipitation overnight last night was focused mostly on the western Corn Belt. It was somewhat disorganized. It looks like the majority of the precipitation was focused on the region from Wisconsin back into parts of Missouri and Kansas. There were also some other showers, though, that occurred in portions of northwest Iowa and South Dakota, as well as Minnesota. A lot of this precipitation, though, was less than, let's say, 0.2 inches. There were a few exceptions, but not in the heart of the Midwest. As we go through this next 24-hour period, we will see an increase in precipitation in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This is mainly because of an insurgence of moisture that will be flowing into the region from a hurricane that is going to diminish as it moves into Mexico during the next couple of days. Tomorrow night, landfall will take place in west-central parts of Mexico, but the moisture from the storm is already streaming northeastward into parts of Texas, and so we will see an enhancement of precipitation occurring across some of the crop areas from Texas up into parts of the Midwest. Now, most of the precipitation of significance will occur no further to the northeast than southern parts of Illinois, and the focus of all the energy will be in Texas, parts of Arkansas, and maybe some areas in Louisiana, and the southernmost parts of the Delta eventually. The precipitation in all these areas could end up running a couple of inches, and certainly locally greater amounts will take place, especially in Texas. There will be a nice boost in soil moisture for future crop needs across Texas, but this isn't a very good time of the year for widespread rainfall, since there's quite a bit of cotton out there that's still left to be harvested. Well, the forecast across a big part of the Midwest, other than this event, is fairly limited on precipitation here near-term-wise. The frontal system that was in the western Corn Belt last night will pass through the eastern areas, and we'll look for moisture totals running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. There will be some amounts that could get upwards to 5 tenths of an inch or so, maybe even as much as 3/4 of an inch, the closer you get to that tropical feed of moisture in the southwestern portions of the region. It looks like most of that greater rain will be southern Illinois, parts of central and southern Indiana, and back into western Kentucky. Wouldn't be surprising at all to see 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch in a few counties there. But all other areas will see a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch. We'll look for a little secondary disturbance to move across the northern parts of the Midwest. This will occur from the Dakotas into parts of Michigan and northern Illinois as we move through the day tomorrow, and the precipitation will finalize itself over the eastern parts of the region from Michigan down to Ohio and Indiana as we go tomorrow night into early Thursday. Another disturbance that will come across northern crop areas as we move into the end of this week across the northern Midwest and may eventually impact some of the eastern Corn Belt country as well. Moisture totals with this event should be relatively light also, but we will see enough precipitation that we will see a little bit of a disruption to farming activity. Temperatures are expected to bounce around a bit as we go forward through these next few days. We do expect to see the majority of high temperatures running primarily in the 40s and 50s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. We'll probably see 50 and maybe even some 60-degree temperatures periodically in southern areas, but that will occur fairly briefly. Looks like probably Wednesday tomorrow will likely be the warmer day in the lower parts of the region. As we move out into Thursday and Friday, a new surge of cool air will take place. We'll see highs running mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part west. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.